He composed 8 operas, 4 ballets, music for 13 plays, and many dozens of orchestral and vocal works. But Gustav Holst is best known for a single masterpiece. His 7-part suite, The Planets, was completed 100 years ago. The Audio Astrological Tour has been a mainstay of the concert repertoire ever since. The Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra performs the work this Saturday night at 8 at the Michigan Theater. It's also a live broadcast here on 90.5 FM Classical, and it's streamed at WKAR.org. Current State's Peter Wharf speaks with Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra music director Aria Lipsky about The Planets and its cinematic sound.
No wonder many of the Hollywood composers are still trying to imitate, especially the orchestration and the sheer strength of the score. For instance, if we talk about Mars, this is the first movement. It is, you know, known as representing war. And so, quite distinctly from the beginning, I mean, the whole movement is in 5-4, and that's not a something that in our DNA we're used to 4-4 or 3-4. So it really puts us on the edge with this rhythmic ostinato that goes throughout the movement. Yada-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. And also the melodic line, you know, he starts with a upward fifth and then goes down half a step to create this tritone, which really makes us very uneasy.
In earlier in Baroque music, that was really a no-no, because that split octave, it was the devil's interval.
That's why, yeah. If you were a composer In the Middle Ages, as you said, you were kicked out of school if you wrote something like that.
Right. And it does have that sort of disturbing quality that hits you right in the gut.
Yes, yes, and you know, it goes from piano and then the brass enters with triple forte. It's so effective and so descriptive of, you know, a senseless war. And then, you know, if we jump to the fourth movement, the Jupiter, and this is the bringer of jollity. Here, the melodic material is so rich. It starts with, you know, Jupiter has the fastest rotation of all planets, and so it starts with this figure in the strings that just repeats itself. And then we have this playful, syncopated melody. After 3 or 4 melodies, when you think, I heard lots of melodies, he comes with a really gorgeous melody, and this is known as the hymn, I Vow to Thee.
The English moment, isn't it?
Yeah, and it really portrays the English landscape, and this is so different than you know, Jupiter, which is known to be full of poisonous gases. You don't think about this now.
Right. <That's> right. Right.
after writing these two gorgeous climactic movements, he'll finish with something similar. He goes to the last movement in the suite. It's quite shocking. It's, as he describes Neptune with this futuristic chord progression. And then adding an unexpected human touch, the human voice. And this is a women's chorus staged in the backstage, so you cannot see them. And they sing a wordless melody, and then the whole orchestra kind of disappears into infinity. It's absolutely magnificent ending, unexpected, and very brave from Holst to do that.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State. I'm speaking with Arye Lipsky, music director of the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. He'll be conducting Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto and Gustav Holst's The Planets this Saturday night. It's also a live broadcast here on WKAR, Saturday night at 8. Arye, tell me about the visual element. Of course, we won't be able to see it over the radio, but those in attendance will experience something in addition to the music.
Yes, We have a video element, and that was done specifically to work with all seven planets, and it's based on footage from NASA, and the video performer, if you will, is like a musician in the orchestra, and is able to show the rotation, for instance, of the planets, the intensity of the colors, and it all goes with the music. It's I've seen some segments of it, and it's quite magnificent. So I'm really looking forward to that, and of course, it brings all kinds of technical elements. The orchestra will have to be in a darkness, and they'll be, you know, using their light stands. There'll be a little light on me, so we can watch each other. But for the entire 50-some minutes of the suite, we'll have some fantastic images of the planet.
Arye Lipsky and the Ann Arbor Symphony, Saturday night at 8 at the Michigan Theater, and live broadcast here on WKAR. The Ann Arbor Symphony with innovative and exciting programming as always. Thanks, Arye.
My pleasure, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.